Are those feelings hard-boiled, soft-boiled, or scrambled? We will discuss. This is the after show for The Real Housewives of New York, and we're talking about Unhappy Holidays, Season 8, Episode 10.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She was a little mean. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Who is she? What she do you mean?
That is not narrowing down.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz Real Housewives of New York recap after show. The episode is Unhappy Holidays, hence this music. Season 8, Episode 10. I'm your host, Fern Ronay, and I am without my usual co-host, but I have been graciously joined by two beautiful wing ladies. I'm so grateful that they're here tonight. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I am Courtney Henderson. I am here back, finally. Yay. It's nice to kind of come sub, so I'm sad that they're not here, but glad that they're not here. Bittersweet, always. That's me. I'm Courtney.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you.
I'm so excited.
Yay, welcome. Okay, so, and before I forget, where can we find you? You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and where can we find you?
I can be found at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
And you can find me at my blog at AdderallandCompliments.com, where I just do reality recaps.
I love it. Aww. You're hilarious. I love it. Okay, so in this episode, we are back for the battle in the Berkshires, and they're still at Dorinda's house, and it's still the evening. They haven't eaten dinner yet, and they're still like ripping each other apart. Well, the person who's doing the most ripping, in my opinion, is Bethany, and I tried to break it down into what exactly her beefs are with Luann, and it seems to be she's saying you're a hypocrite, you are trying to steal my idea. You keep claiming that you stole, you keep
taking credit for the
skinny girl, and you're not a girl's girl. So do you think she's right about any of those?
I understand the business thing, because like that's the thing she's most protective over, because it's the thing that she's been the most successful at, because the marriage did not go well, and the divorce is not going well either. So it's like her business is the only thing that is succeeding, certainly not her friendships. So it's just like, I get her being so protective over that. I don't understand her calling Luann a slut and then being like, I'm not slut shaming. I don't care if you're a slut. But where she's like, well, if you don't. So I don't understand that part, because it has nothing to do with her.
I think that part would fall under the hypocrisy. I feel like I need a flow chart. Like, I need to like make a flow chart with like the main categories and then the details.
I need I need a string chart, like Homeland of Carrie. Yeah. Like, I need a full poster work. I don't understand it.
Seriously, I think the slut shaming would fall under the hypocrisy, because she like sleeps with younger guys, but then she tells Carol, calls her all these bad things for sleeping with
younger. Yeah, she calls Carol a pedophile, but then she sleeps with them. And Bethany called her a hypocrite, but then Bethany says she's not a slut shamer, so I'm like, you're a hypocrite. It's like a lot of, it's a lot of hypocrisy.
It's confusing. It's confusing. Did you find it confusing?
Of course. but I'm keeping a little bit quiet, because the way that the entire fight ends up playing out, I am definitely Team Bethany.
Okay.
Because I felt like, And like you're saying, well, so first of all, I'll just say, I felt like Bethany owned it, and she was very accountable for her actions and her decisions.
Yes.
And that's something, like, she's very brash and direct and can be somewhat taken as aggressive. And I think that while she may look in the mirror and say, I'm not aggressive, she will also acknowledge that she may have a reputation or be perceived as aggressive.
Right.
Or, like, direct or rude or, whatever the word people want to call. Luann uses the B is back kind of a term. Yes. And I think, like you're saying, I'm trying to get to the bottom of, like, what she, being Bethany, is really after Luann about. And I think she just wants Luann to be holding herself accountable for the things that she said. She just own the fact that you said these things about Carol.
Uh-huh.
Actually, sincerely, be sorry, or don't be her friend. And then apologize sincerely. Own the fact that you really had nothing to do with my company's beginning and, existence. And own the fact, all of these things. And I think that's where the hypocrisy, it's like, you're getting after all of us about these things, but then in your own life, you're not holding yourself accountable to the things that you're saying, But then Luann, she's like, some of these things I said a year ago, and I've already apologized, and, and with Bethany and the way she was kind of saying, like, girls don't trust you, like, you're not a girl's girl, like, girls don't trust you around their men specifically, they don't, you know, like, the reputation is that you're going to steal their men or that you mm-hmm. sleep around, or, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, Luann may not be that kind of a person, but that doesn't change the fact that she has that reputation, if she has that reputation. Right. And, you know, we're, I'm not, I won't speak for you guys, I'm not part of, you know, the New York society, so I don't, I haven't heard anything about Luann personally, other than watching the show, you know. But I could see it going both ways. I could see, obviously, that's the kind of thing, you know, the wife that's being cheated on is always the last to know. Yeah. Kind of a thing, you know, so it's like, she may be the last to know that that's reputation.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, even if it's not her reality.
Right, right.
Gosh, and I rant.
They were getting sorry, at, like, at, because, like, she dated, or she's now dating a guy that Ramona went on a couple dinner dates with.
Just recently.
And so apparently. That's what they were upset about. But then it's like, Luann is now, I get at that time they were not, but it's like, now Luann is engaged to that person. So it's like, it wasn't just like a one-night stand. They obviously, if they're engaged now, and I'm, honestly, like, do you think, I mean, who's going to marry Ramona? Like, do we see that ending in an engagement? So it's like,
there was no hope
never,
anyway.
I never thought I would say this, but in this episode specifically, like, I really liked Ramona.
Yeah.
I felt like...
You're on the Ramona coaster?
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I'm just saying, you know, she kind of said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. She was trying to be helpful, but she was
hiding behind a napkin. Yeah.
She didn't, you know, she was... I just felt like she was a lot more, like, light and easygoing, and I feel like... As much as her life is not necessarily stress free, I feel like she's so different now, you know, and
that's just her boobs, her
right. I mean, the hair, all of it. Like, she's just a totally different person.
Hold on, her.
But I think part of that is like this: she's rediscovering who she is. She's rediscovering who she wants to be, and I think she has that freedom to kind of say, you know what, I have to start over in so many other aspects of my life. You know, I can kind of find, and I feel like she's. She's not the same, you know, she's not throwing drinks in people's faces and the, like, quick to jump on people and just, kind of, you know, kind of like some of these other girls were. Like, Ramona used to always be in the action, I feel like.
I feel like at the house, she kind of, like, bounced around from corner to, like, right?
She
what do you think?
She loved playing. She had no dog in any of these fights, except for the Luann thing, sort of, but she just wasn't going there, so maybe that's to your point, but she...
And then she was helping her with the text, but then she would go over to Beth, like, it was very weird.
I think she relished being, like, the calm girl in all of the different fights once. Like,
and when Ramona's like, the calm girl, you know things have gone
off the rails. Like,
oh, God.
So while all of that lunacy was happening, Dorinda and Jules start playing Twister, which was very cute.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And meanwhile, back at the townhouse, Sonia is with her interns, her stylist, and they're discussing a care package for Sonia's daughter, who's away at college, and Sonia is so not maternal and has no idea what to put in this care package. She's like, how about a heavy-eaten bag of popcorn? Okay.
Right?
So she's, whatever. I hope that her daughter and everyone at the daughter's college got wonderful care packages. I hope everyone, speaking of college and being away at school and getting a care package, I hope everyone at Chapman University gets a beautiful care package.
Right? Yes. Well, as you may or may not know, AfterBuzz TV, of course, comes to you completely free of cost, and that is because we have some wonderful sponsors. Our sponsor tonight is actually Chapman University. I don't know if you know this, but it's in Orange County, California. It's 16 miles from the beach. It has a little more than 30 miles from Los Angeles, and it's only minutes away from Disneyland and the Angel Stadium. So you can catch a baseball game while you're in school.
Nice.
It's tree-lined, so it's gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's seriously gorgeous. It's 75 acres. It's in the heart of the historical city of Orange. There's only 8,000 students, so it's got a really nice kind of intimate kind of a feeling. I went to a really big 30,000 person school, and sometimes I look back and I think, you know, maybe that smaller intimate feeling would have been a little bit better. I haven't gone. I actually have looked at going there truthfully for a master's degree because they're known for film, television, specifically business and science, technology, education, health sciences, and then, of course, the arts. Really close to Los Angeles, you know, there's not a better school you could maybe look at going to. So they have 10 different colleges and universities, more than 100 different majors and programs. It's literally got something for everybody. And as we've said, it's by Disneyland, it's by Angel Stadium, so there's 100 things you could do. There's things on campus you could do. And then they've got hundreds of clubs and student organizations that you can get involved in as well.
Which makes a difference.
Yes, it makes it. Yeah. I mean, it's a comprehensive university. They provide personalized attention because they keep that 8,000 students. The classes are small. And their faculty to student ratio is actually 14 to 1. I couldn't even tell you. Mine was probably double or triple that if I had to guess. There's also opportunities to study abroad. So if you like to travel, if you like to go around and do different things, you can do that with them. They have short trips or they have entire semesters that you can get away.
That's one thing I regret. I didn't study abroad.
Yeah? No study abroad?
No, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't study at all. So no, I, something I do not regret.
Well, the best part is 86% of students are able to get some sort of financial aid. So in today's environment, you know, students aren't necessarily having to work while they're in school. They can focus on their studies. They can get that financial aid. And you don't have to pay for it all yourself. Some of those are going to be loans. Some of them are going to are going to be grants and things that you don't necessarily have to pay back, which is a really cool opportunity. So
so you don't have to sign up for the Sugar Daddy website.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness.
Especially the Orange County girls. So.
Or move to New York and try to be
good
a housewife.
Good point. Excellent point.
But if you want to find out more, of course, you can go to their website. It's www.chapman.edu/information. That's www.chapman.edu/information. So I know what I'll be doing later because now I'm like, okay, when am I signing up for my master's program?
Nice. And AfterBuzz comes to you for free on YouTube and iTunes. So we are very grateful to all of our sponsors, including Chapman University.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I did want to mention, just going back to the Berkshires when they were in the kitchen, I forgot to mention that Luann said, I'm with the guy that Ramona wants to be with. So file under, okay, hypocrite, you're still, but you claim, I can't get this word, like, she claims business ideas, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
she's not a girl's girl, and she's a mean girl. That was such a mean girl thing to say, I think. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of that?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Almost as bad as when she was referring to herself in the third person. When she was like, Luann likes to flirt. Luann likes guys.
That
so
put
what?
Me over
Luann,
the edge.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Good. And she never, and I mean, I've never been one to not like Luann, truth be told. But she never really did seem sincere. Even when she went back later in the episode and did apologize to Carol. First of all, she only did it because she was kind of told to. Like, yeah. Ramona's like, dude, just get this over with. Just do, you know, if she needs it again, yeah. Do it again. And so, whereas Bethany, I feel like, genuinely was, it was weighing on her. And that's why she kind of, I mean, I feel like that's why she left. I mean, I wrote down, I love how she was like, I wish there was a morning after pill for, like, friend fights. Or, you know, like, you yeah. know, like, you can just, like, take a pill and be like, got that all taken care of.
I think Bethany was sorry she did it. Because even when she apologized, it was more of an apology, like, if you listen to what she was saying, she was like, you know, I'm sorry I used those words. I'm better than that. I don't like to be that. So it wasn't really being like, that was too far. I'm sorry. Slut yeah. shame. Like, she was just like, I'm sorry that I made myself look right. bad. I'm sorry. Like, I'm better than that.
Really?
Which isn't really in an apology. Like,
I didn't take it that
that's
way
true.
At all.
In the kitchen, she said
yeah,
that.
Where,
yeah.
So it wasn't so much like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings or I shouldn't have called you those
names. Right. I'm sorry I called you names that if you said to me, I would never speak
yeah,
to you again.
They were even, Carol and her were right. in bed. Talking yes. to each other, and she was like, that was really terrible. I mean, if you called me any of those names, I would never speak yes. to someone. Like, I would never speak to that person again. Bethany's like, yeah, that was really terrible. But then her apology was like, I'm better than that. I shouldn't have used those words. I don't like that.
Yes, you're right. It was.
And so I was more, like,
I feel like that's making, it's her making herself accountable. Like, it's almost like she's kind of talking to herself, like, reminding her. And telling Luann, like, I'm an adult. I'm better than that, meaning, like, I know better. So it should have never happened in the first place, which is why I'm now coming to you saying, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have used those words because that was completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it, like, I'm better than that, meaning, like, I guess the way it sounds like you guys kind of took it.
Well, I took it as she wasn't apologizing for, you know, these words are hurtful to
her
you,
feelings.
Luann.
It was.
I'm apologizing because those words aren't things a grown woman should say.
Yeah, that's how I.
Right? Like, instead of.
Not the owner of a skinny girl business yeah. should say. Did I mention that I have a business called Skinny Girl? Like, even I felt my heart went out to Dorinda. I felt so bad because she tried so hard to have this like beautiful weekend, and like I know I love to be a hostess. I think we've all been there as girls. Mm-hmm. Like, when you plan an event with your girlfriends and you've gone through all this trouble of Pinteresting recipes and trying to decorate, and it
calling
all
Santa.
Like, she had her sister, which we all thought it was John at first, because like this large person came in dressed as in a huge Santa suit.
But I mean, as soon as she started to talk.
Yes.
You knew, like, you know this is not
it
a man.
Clearly a woman. Yeah. It is 2016. So, yes, so Santa showed up. She was bearing gifts. glasses for everyone, wine. It was really sweet.
That fit an entire bottle of wine. Right. The glasses were weighed more than Bethany. And I was just like, is this what this group of women need? Especially when half of this group you accuse of being alcoholics. You're like, you know what we need? We need glasses that can fit an entire bottle of wine.
Right.
Bottle of wine that could be Skinny Girl or Ramona Singer Pinot Grigio.
Or
not Tipsy Girl. Right, God forbid.
Definitely not. God forbid. So what did you think of the conversation? So they finally eat and Santa comes and leaves and they talk about one of the accusations toward Luann that she's not, you know, a girl's girl. Girls don't want to bring their guy around her. And so she kind of puts Ramona on the spot and says, you know, just why don't you want your guy around Luann? And Ramona explains the situation that Luann kind of did a slide in, told the whole story. And Luann didn't really fess up. She turned around and said, well, you did the same thing in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
So nothing really got resolved. But I thought, what did you think of, did you think Bethany was a little bit of a shit stir,
like
for being like, let's talk about that here? Or do you think it was good to like, let's bring it out in the open? I've been calling you these things, here's the evidence.
I liked it. I mean, like I said, I mean, I've said this before, I'm definitely more like Bethany than probably most.
Yeah.
In I would hope good ways, you know, in addition to maybe some of these, because I would have been very similar to her, I think. Maybe not quite as aggressive or kind of as bold, I guess maybe is a better word, because I don't think she was aggressive at all. I think she was just direct and honest. Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe that honest to a fault where it's like, I think Luann knows all of the stuff that she's saying. I think Luann deep down knows that she has, you know, honed in or swooped in on guys before. I think she knows she's a flirt. You know, she says that in the third person, all that. But that doesn't mean you need to hear it or want to hear it constantly.
Especially from Bethany. Because I feel like Bethany this whole season has made it very clear that she was like, she's ride or die with Carol, and she's like, you know, Luann, we're acquaintances. You know, when I see her at party, like, so it seems like this whole season, she only really cares about being friends with Carol, and the other one, she's like, you know, when I see them at parties, I'll say hi, but then I want to get out of there. And then she does, like, her Bethany, like, Rosie joke, like, listen, I'd rather be in, like, Macy's window. Like, I don't care if I'm a slut with Rudolph, you know, so, like, and she throws off, remember, like, last episode when she's like, you know, sleep with Rudolph, I don't care. I'm not calling you a slut. Sleep with, you know, sleep with all the elves at Sam's Village, but, you know, just own it, you know, own it. Yes. Like, and you're just like, oh, she's like
God,
a roast.
You're reminding me of Amy Phillips. You're doing it.
That is the nicest compliment anyone could ever give me.
You need to put this on your reel.
But you know, like how she just like goes off on like this like roasty, like Jeff Ross, like tangent, like where she's like the roast comic of the house. But it's just like, Bethany, like you don't even seem like you want to be friends with Luann. So it's like, why are you out of all of this? You guys have spent the last 8 hours arguing. And now it's, like, finally dinner. You guys are finally sitting down to this, like, meal. And it's, like, you're bringing out another thing where it's, like, if you don't want to be friends with her, which you clearly don't, why do you care? Then this is between Ramona and Luann. And it's, like, I feel like Ramona talks behind everyone's back, and she's still friends with them. Like, it doesn't matter what Ramona says, because Ramona says crazy shit all day about everyone.
Right.
And then herself. True. And then she's, like, I never said that. You know, I never, you know, Pinot Grigio, I never said that. You know, it's just, you know, who
everybody
cares
is a character.
Own it.
Like, it's so true.
So it's just like, if we brought up everything that Ramona had ever said about anyone, like,
they'd be there for days.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Yeah.
Poor Len, that's the housekeeper, true. Like, scuttling in the back, you know, trying to clean up all the shit that they've destroyed. So it's like, I didn't feel like that was Bethany's place to continue to ruin and set fire to Dorinda's, this poor Berkshire
poor party
house, like, with terrifying Santa decorations.
Going up in flames. Yeah, and the thing with Bethany is she, like, says these things and she gets so emotional and then she feels bad about herself, which I feel like this is a pattern. And I just think that if Sonia weren't, because Sonia wasn't there, it was like Luann was the next person. She was just going to come in guns blazing, because when they, two episodes ago, when they were or was it last? I don't even know. But when she,
I mean, that's happened every episode. I mean,
she's come in house. She was like, had it for Luann.
Yeah, so she's like ready for battle.
It's like Team Carol, and I'm bringing Luann down, and I'm pissed at Sonia for another reason. I'll bring her down too.
It's like, yeah, I think she's been, and it's like we know that Bethany is like, listen, if you can't handle real, you can't handle me. Like,
yes.
She's always been
See,
like
that's
that.
What
but
I
it's like she's,
about her.
And because she's been like that every scene, which is like what made you fall in love with her. But it's like this season, I feel like she's going so hard.
So
where
too.
It's like for no, because it's like Carol should be the one who's most upset in the house, second to Dorinda. Mm-hmm. And Carol's like, I don't care. I ride on the, you know, Adam's bike, you know,
but
in
I mean,
the front.
She
seat. Like,
obviously
she really
does care because that's where I feel like Bethany's coming from because she's looking at this friend who's not saying anything, who's still torn to pieces a little bit inside and isn't going to defend herself.
Oh, I definitely think that Carol was upset when it happened, but I feel like Carol, she doesn't want to be friends with Luann either, and she's like, what she did was, like, shitty, but it's like, I've moved on. I don't like her, but it's like, I'm not going to get what I want from Luann.
Right.
So
but
she's
still interjected into their conversation when, like, they were going at it, and at least in this episode, to where it's like, so, like, it's obviously not, she's not over it. You know what I mean? Whether she wants to be friends with Luann or not, like, this is still something that's, like,
she's
a
like,
little
I'm just going to go upstairs and online shop. Like, they were all, like, broken. Like, Dorinda went off to watch Law and Order. Like, Carol's upstairs online shopping.
Weird.
It's like, none of them wanted to
so
be
weird.
There.
See, and that's where I feel like, I mean, I know they show, like, the timestamp, so you kind of get a window of, like, how often or how long this has been going on. But
awful.
But it's one of those things where it's, like, it's also very edited. It's also made to show a certain thing, so it looks like Luann, you know, it looks like Bethany was just go, and I'm not saying she wasn't, but it, like, she may have, like, somebody may have kind of poked the bear that you don't see. Like, Ramona
That's
may have
true,
kind of stepped
sometimes.
In and had said something, or, you know, I didn't feel like when they sat back down at the table, or when they sat at the table and they were eating, I didn't really feel like that was, like, all on Bethany, and I actually really appreciated when she, I felt like she was trying to be real, she was trying to be like, okay, Luann, you're not going to listen to me. Yes, like, listen to your friend, your friend, like, somebody you do love, you do trust, you do respect, because you don't feel anything of that for me. So, like, let me just give you an example, a real, like, in-your-face example. I don't think she was trying to say, see, you're wrong. I think she's trying to say, like, own your shit.
I think Bethany is always just, there's the reason she's so skinny is because she never stops talking. Her mouth is never shut
Which
of food
why?
Or anything.
I will tell you that is
or
not
anything.
Why,
it's like
because
when she,
I never stop talking and I am not a skinny.
When she is like, I mean, the fact that they were talking at the dinner table, I know, like, I'm not sure if they did it this time, but it's like last week when Bethany goes over to, like, Ramona and she's like, I will stab her with, I will stab her with an antler. And, like, Luann was, like, literally closer to her than, and she's like, I will kill her. Can you believe that? Can you believe what she said? And it's like,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, Luann is, like, crazy, but she's not deaf. Like, she's not.
Right.
That was nuts.
But I don't think, like, she's saying it so that it won't be heard.
Yeah. It's
you
like,
know, like, girl, I feel like girls way more than, like, girls do that all the time.
I just
she wasn't
that.
Saying it to Ramona. She was saying it to
the people
to Luann,
who should be,
you know?
Like,
right.
Who should have been most upset, besides Dorinda, is Jules, who found out, like, that she, at first she thought her dad was dying, like, in hospice. And then she's like up there with Dorinda, and she's like, you know what? I've just had a great weekend, you know? I forgot I had kids. I just, like, I felt like I didn't have kids. I forgot to call them, you know? And
I
she's
love
like,
that.
She's like, I got
spa weekend.
I've had, like, you know, she said, she's like, I've had the best
Playing
24
Twister.
Hours. And so I was like, when she's having the best 24 hours and her dad's dying, she's like, I forgot I was mom. I was like, yeah, that does kind of sound great, minus the dad thing.
Yeah,
so it's like, at least somebody enjoyed
wanted,
the week.
Right.
She wanted
somebody liked it.
So, okay, they finally do go to bed. As we see, the next morning they wake up.
But finally, it's like 9:30 though. Like, it's not even.
But it's been
there's
days.
Like, it's been episodes. It feels like it's.
But that's what I'm
hours.
Saying. Like, there's so much they cut out.
And they are older ladies, and that is exhausting.
That,
we're exhausted
no,
watching it.
That doesn't
it.
Mean anything. My grandmother could out-party any of us.
So okay,
she's
so
a
when,
New Yorker too, though.
When Bethany and Carol different. Were in bed and they were talking about, you know, having an argument, hang over those things I would never speak to you again. I was thinking they're absolutely right, and if Luann. You know, acts like nothing happened the next morning. She is so pathetic because why does she want to be friends with these people?
Yeah.
Why does she want to salvage a friendship? So the next morning, what happens is, I was like, I can't wait to see them all at breakfast. Well, there is no breakfast because they end up leaving,
right.
Which is their
and
MO.
Luann, I feel like, was exactly like you said.
Yeah.
She would, had they just come down to breakfast, she would have acted like nothing happened. And that is Bethany's problem with her, because it's like, you have to own your life. You have to own what has happened.
I want to, like, shake and her and be like, have some self, like,
it's
now,
like,
have some pride.
It's
be
like,
pissed at them.
What's her name? in Desperate Housewives, the redhead, like, everything is just like,
oh, Brie,
like, Brie, yeah, you know, like, it's just like, that didn't happen. Oh, yeah. that's not a pretty part
they're
of my life. I'm just gonna hide it in the closet, yeah, and like let
not,
it go away.
Yeah,
you it's know? Like I feel and, like they're trying, like if they kept rehashing it, that would have been a problem. If she tries to like move on and forget it, like I don't even think that the thing she is none win. Of them even want to be friends anymore. It's just like that. I just want to. So when Luann's like, you know, I just miss our friendship. I was like, were her and Carol that good of friends before?
I don't think
like
so.
I don't. Besides having to be cast on the
I
same show and being in the same.
I hate not having scenes on the show because I need the money. So
I need to show off more of my collection. Like I need more
exactly.
of my
exactly.
Like we didn't even know if
onesies.
We didn't even know if anybody ate, you know, Dorinda's mom's birthday cake. Like we
right,
didn't.
That's poor, true.
Like by that, Dorinda's like, I just want you to like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted it to be nice.
Birthdays, happy birthday, Maria Menounos, and happy
yes.
birthday, Stephen.
Oh, happy.
Does
birthday.
Everything here, and we love him. Okay, so moving on really quickly. Jules is home in New York City. I don't know what the point of this is. She makes coffee for the first time,
and her husband acts like she made like a creme brulee like right. cake. He was like, "I can't believe you made like." And honestly, we were all like had our like
oh
holding
gosh.
Our breath because remember like when she tried to make tea for Carol, and she was like, it, "Do
what,
you
what do you do?
The water?"
Yeah,
what
oh
do?
My god!
And she was just like holding a tea bag and like a cup and like.
How? Where do you think they're going with her? What's her story?
Nothing.
I don't think she'll be back.
I feel like yeah. she's a Kim Fields. Yeah. She's the New York Jewish Japanese uh-huh. Kim Fields, where it's like it's going to be
one season and she's out
and done.
So then Carol and Bethany are eating avocado toast and discussing, the
which is amazing. You should
amazing.
Try it.
It looked amazing.
Oh, wait, that
so
you're say
good.
It's amazing that they were eating on camera and they're like, listen, we just need you to eat something. They're like, okay, avocado toast. What is the littlest?
So they're talking about
the healthiest fat and carbs.
What is the biggest thing that you know Carol's veneers can.
So they're talking. Oh, you don't like Carol, so we'll get into it because we want. I want to hear. These are such huge Carol
subtle,
fans that
subtle.
We need balance. So this is good. So then they're talking about Ramona's upcoming party, and then we see Ramona and the chef doing, you know, a test for her holiday party, and in walks Luann in her brocade jumpsuit. Ramona says, "I don't know what to think of it." She's like, "I'm not sure." But the funny thing is, if somebody said that about Ramona's thing or her Pinot Grigio, it's like, I don't know if it's
she would have gone.
She would have gone nuts, right?
Insane.
Maybe not in this episode though. She was pretty chill.
Yeah, maybe her new boobs and her new hair. Maybe she'll be like, oh, all right.
I think
because
she's
like
so
okay.
self, like she's so self absorbed that she's just
my
like
hair my boobs. I
if
don't
it's
need
not, you know, if it's not Avery, like
right.
if it's and she's just like, I don't care. You
right.
know, I don't like it's not Ramona Blue. I don't like it. Like,
right.
I mean, so granted, the jumpsuit was. Horrible. Like, it was heinous. It was as bad as, I'm not sure if you watch Beverly Hills, but remember when she wore, like, in Dubai, when she wore the, like, denim.
Eileen?
Yes. And when you were like, oh, no, it was, like, a denim overall jumpsuit. It's like, I didn't think there could be a jumpsuit that was worse. And it's like, there's Luann, where it was, like, a brocade. Well,
because like
Ramona goes, well, I don't like prints, and I'm like, and Luann goes, it's not a print, it's lace, and I'm like, you look like wallpaper, you look
you
like an old couch.
It doesn't look like lace because
like,
it just
it was
it
like
looks
huge
like,
sheer, and then it was like lace, on top, like burgundy
huge lace,
on top,
like
right?
not sure if it was like the cover, like the CD cover of like OK Go, where they were all dressed like brocade wallpaper. I don't know if anybody knows that
yes,
reference.
Yes,
like
when absolutely.
How do people buy CDs, you guys? A long time ago,
oh
but it was
God,
like
so
that's
funny.
It looks like the CD cover,
right?
Of that.
Only a not good look version. Because
yeah.
I like that CD cover.
Like, but yeah, not on,
so
not on the counter.
It's her new collection.
Saying, like, you know, I'm not sure. But then she's, the new Ramona is giving advice to everyone. She's saying, like, I've been coaching Sonia on what she should say to Bethany. And I've been telling Luann, you know, how to get Carol's forgiveness. is there anything Luann could say? When Ramona's saying this, I'm like, there is nothing Luann could say to get Carol to forgive her. Carol does not want to be friends with her. She said these things. It pissed her off. It really hurt her. And she just doesn't ever want to see her again. And
yeah.
I don't, there is nothing Luann can do, I think. What do you guys think?
Yeah, there's, Carol
totally
does not
agree.
Like her. Carol's been incredibly polite this whole season, where it's like every party Luann's gone into, even before the Berkshire, she's like, hi, Carol, and like pushes her so close, where it's like,
oh,
you can
God.
Tell Carol doesn't want to do like
see,
a handshake, and she like forces the hug.
That's, I feel like, on Luann, like, because it's like,
oh no, it's
you
like it's completely
yeah,
wrong, and it's like
yeah.
she's just pushing it so hard, and it's like when somebody's coming off so desperate, just anyway, and then you have a problem,
yes.
and it's like, yeah,
we should ride back to the city. It was so
like,
awful.
Oh my
and
gosh.
They looked at her like, are you kidding? Really? That's what? your, like, you, we don't want to talk to you at all. And it's like, what are they?
Leave.
Even if, just like, my don't. Friend asked that, like, hey, how was your drive here? I'm like,
why do you want to know how we drive?
Like, I flew here. Like, what do you want me, like, I rode a unicorn. Like, what do you want? Like, yeah, we drove. Like, it sucked. There was traffic.
Is that right?
And, so, like, for me, it's
awful.
Yeah, I just, Luann, just not her best look to tonight.
Like, they just need to, like, it's a dead horse. Just, like, you know, stop it. You know, stop beating it.
Why don't you Carol? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with Carol's attitude about the situation.
Yes.
Like, because I completely agree with her. You don't have to be friends with everybody. Everybody is not going to like you. You don't have to like everybody.
Totally.
Especially when you're supposed to be grown women.
Completely.
Hello?
Yeah. If I were
so
Carol,
it's like, and I guess for me, what I wanted to see, and we probably never will, because it's one of those kind of shows, you just never get that, like, resolution you want.
Right.
But it's just, I wish Luann would have come over and just been like, look, like, I am sorry, I don't know, I don't care if you think I'm sincere, but, like, I know I'm sincere, I know you don't want to be friends with me, but I want you to know I am sorry, and I hope when we see each other at events that we're
well,
both
she did
at,
the, like, she did another apology, with Bethany in the middle, and Bethany was, like, leaning as far back as she could, where it's just like...
But I mean, but that wasn't the... That's not what I'm saying, though. Like, you can't just come say, I'm sorry, I miss your friendship, because, like, that's not what Carol wants, clearly, so you just need to acknowledge, we're not friends... That's okay. I'm still sorry that we're not friends because I said these things.
Right.
So I hope we can at least be
cordial.
Because
she's like, at that time, she was like, I know you didn't think that my first apology was sincere, and I was sincere with my apology, and this is why I'm apologizing to you again, which is just like...
Right, but Carol's never going to think she's sincere.
She's,
exactly.
So she just needs to, again, like, own it. You're not going to be friends with Carol.
I think once you apologize once, I'm not talking about, like, the Countess or anything. It's like on every reality show, when somebody finally apologizes, and that person goes... I didn't feel, like, yes, they apologized, but I didn't feel it was sincere. And it's just, like, once somebody says they're sorry, like, what more do you want them to do?
Exactly.
It's like, if you want to forgive that person, you say, like, okay, I appreciate you apologizing, and you move on. But it's, like, if you already, like, if it's so far broken, you will, like, no matter how sincere the apology is, you'll never, like, it wasn't sincere.
It's
so it's, like,
so far
once you say you're sorry and you've apologized, that's all that person can do. I'm not, and I'm not on Luann's side or any side, so this is, like, on Vanderpump Rules, on every franchise. It's just like, once you apologize, that's all you can do. You say sorry, you say it, they give their speech,
and
but then
go
you have to
away.
Walk
then,
away and yeah, like, give them their
and then
space.
If that person chooses to apologize or accept it.
Right.
Exactly.
Or, like, because I actually feel like her and Carol would eventually organically find, like, a very pleasant common ground if Luann had just kind of said that, like, I get it. Like, you don't want to be friends with me. That's cool. So if we see each other, we'll be cordial or avoid each other, but not in, like, an awkward way. If it's unavoidable, we'll talk and we'll be nice. But otherwise, no. And then I feel like there'd probably be one of those drunken nights at somebody's house in the Berkshires that other people were fighting, and they found that common ground of, like, I wish I wasn't here. And then, you know,
but
Luann...
Oh, you've written it perfectly.
Luann won't let that happen because she won't just own it. Truly own it and then move on and just kind of live her life with the reality of, like, this is what happened.
Right.
Like, this is what these are the consequences I have to live with.
Yeah, she's like apologizing, I miss your friendship, clinging, like, forgiving Bethany.
It's like, why are you
just wants to be in their circle.
Like, you need to be spending more time on designing different jumpsuits. Yeah. Like, this isn't, just let it go.
Not more jumpsuits.
Like, let it go.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on Carol.
This is the episode that I've liked Carol the most, because I liked that even she told Bethany, who's, like, clearly her best friend on the show, that even Carol, when Bethany was, like, defending her, like, you know, fighting Luann, you know, I'm doing this in honor of, you know, Carol, that Carol was like, you know, you slut-shamed her.
Yeah.
When Carol is actually sitting there saying that to, like, Bethany in her kitchen.
You went too far.
Where it's like, and she obviously does not like Luann, but it's like, you have to know how badly, like, like, what a skinny bitch you really were when, like, a person who doesn't even like that person was like, you went too far.
Right.
You slut-shamed her. And
you have to give her so much credit.
And Bethany's like, I didn't slut-shame her. You know, it's not about... She said, like, I didn't slut-shame her. It's not about how many people she sleeps with. It's about, you know, that she doesn't own it. It's like, I don't know. Is she required to tell you every person she sleeps with? Because it's like, even Bethany said, you know, besides Luann, I'm the person who slept with the most people in this house. It's like, why are you guys so, like, they think Sonia sleeps with too many people. This person sleeps with too many people. They're mad that, you know, Dorinda sleeps with John. It's like, you know, you're not happy when anybody sleeps with Anybody. Anyone. Like, the only person you should be mad at sleeping with is, like, you know, Ramona's, like, Mario sleeping with, like, the 18-year-old right, and the, like, Birch. Right, that should be the only person that you guys are allowed to be upset with that they're sleeping with. Like, then it doesn't matter. If they're not fucking you or your husband,
mind your
it doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly.
But like, I feel like, I feel like that's what Bethany was trying
to say. No one's screwing Jason Hoppy. Yeah. Like, you know.
I feel like that's what Bethany was trying to say. Like, Luann, like, why do you care so much who Carol's sleeping with?
I usually...
You know, like, that was, like, the core of the beginning of it, but...
I usually agree with Bethany. Like, I am a Bethany fan. I never like Luann. She rubs me the wrong way. I usually agree with Bethany's fights because she gets to the core of it and, like, tells it like it is. But this fight, I feel like, this isn't your fight, Bethany. Like, this is Carol's fight. This is, like, Ramona's fight. This isn't your...
And when she's like, you know, it had to be said. It had to be said. When it's like, okay, but... then they should be the one to say it to her. It's like, I get, she's completely right about when, you know, Luann was like, well, I was there at the senior. And she can't just drop it because it's like, clearly that didn't happen. You need to let that go. And that's the only thing Bethany, and I get being upset. So that should have been the only thing that she confronted her about. But to take on, well, I, you know, this person, this person. It's like, then let that person do it. Right. You know,
speaking
like,
of the person who Bethany does have a beef with, besides Luann and the skinny girl thing, is... Sonia and the skinny girl thing.
Or as Luann says, Sonia.
Sonia. And so she walks in. Bethany leaves immediately.
Bethany's already on the phone with her driver. As soon as she sees it, and she goes, I want to kill myself. Okay, 10 minutes. Bye.
And like, so Ramona goes over and talks to her. And apparently there was a conversation off camera where with Sonia and Ramona, Sonia and Luann, where they're trying to convince her to drop it. Like, just... drop your business idea.
Yeah.
And apparently she agreed, but now she's
that's what
not,
they're saying. Right,
they're saying that she agreed. Right. And Sonia was kept saying, she was like, no, I didn't agree. I said I was going to talk to her. I said that we need to talk, that I want to do this with her, because she was like, I was getting all these texts from you guys that she's never going to talk to me again, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I want to talk. Like, why don't
Bethany,
I do this, me
Bethany
and Bethany?
Said that to her.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm done, you know, as long as this is, like, a thing going on.
Heartbreaking.
And maybe even
heartbreaking.
Because I understand. Sorry, I'll let you go. Like,
go ahead. It's okay.
I understand, but it's just like, we know that nothing Sonia has ever done has ever actually made it to the thing. So it's like, I get if Bethany was like, okay, it's tipsy girl, but then I did sort of think that was hypocritical, because when John
skinny,
wanted to confront her, when he was like, what about skinny cow? And she's like, you don't own the word skinny. I'm a girl, you're a cow. Right. But it's like, then do you own the word, like, own girl?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's different. Yeah. I guess it's like probably different words, like your friend, but it's just like, nothing she's ever said she was going to do has ever, we're still waiting for, it's 12 years and we still don't have the toaster oven.
Right.
We don't, like, what's
it's
going on with the Nigerian football team she bought?
Right.
Like, does anyone remember that she invested in a Nigerian football team?
Which is why she went bankrupt, like the movie.
The movie that never happened.
No surprise.
So it's like, this is never going to happen. So it's like, to be that upset.
I know.
And to have, like, all your interns, like, stare at her and was just like, can you get her?
The interns have the best job.
And when they're just, like, sitting there, and, like, when Bethany was like, do you know how many girls would kill for your job? And I was like, is this Devil Wears Prada? Like, you know how many girls would kill to be in your position?
But she's right. Like, that, I mean, like, that's the thing. She's right.
Oh my God, you told her.
So I guarantee, like, if you asked any one of Sonia's interns if they would drop her and go work for Bethany,
I would say absolutely not, because I'm like, no, with Bethany, I'd have to do work. With Sonia, I'm just like, you know, it's just her being like, la, 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 my dog's ashes are still everywhere, like, biting the weird facialist, the Chinese.
That's reason enough to be like, I want to go work for Bethany, for me.
Well, Sonia, in this situation, it seemed the her issue was that she wanted to talk to Bethany one-on-one.
Right.
Again, to explain herself again, and she's pissed that Dorinda didn't give her the opportunity, and she's pissed that all of her friends were in the Berkshires and she was left alone.
I get, that's really hurtful. Yeah,
it's totally crap, I think. I think it's totally crap that's the only way or place that Sonia could have talked to her and had that conversation.
But do you think she should be mad about being left out?
Mad... I mean, it's human nature, right? Yeah. I mean, I would say should be more hurt. You know, like, mm-hmm. You expect, like, if everybody's invited. But again, it looks like there was a conversation. It looks like Dorinda went to her and was like, look.
Yeah, she did.
That I'm doing, English. Yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? Like,
she tried to explain. Yes. She was doing it to protect her. Right. Yeah. Did you buy that?
And I, knowing what we do of Dorinda, I definitely think, like,
it was genuine.
Whether it was right or wrong, we'll never know because okay. Sonya didn't go. But I feel like her, like, Dorinda's heart was in the right place. She wanted to protect everybody, and it just seemed like the best thing. And, I mean, truth be told, if it's like, if you know you're going to invite one person and the four other people you want to come are going to come, it's like there's strength in numbers. You're going to invite the four that are going to come together.
I did yeah. feel really, you know. I did feel really bad because I feel like Dorinda... That episode broke my heart because, like, between Bethany's Bethany went after her so hard. And it's like, Sonya is a broken bird. She will always be a broken, drunk little bird, like, in La La Land. And it's yeah. just like, she's not going to hurt any, like, she only hurts, yeah. like, herself. And, but mm-hmm. she's, like, so unaware of it that it's mm-hmm. not even she's brought down. She's like, I'm going to light my abundance candle mm-hmm. and, like, skips off.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it's just like, so that, it broke my heart. And it's like, especially because Dorinda and Sonya have been friends way longer than, yeah. You know, yeah. her with Bethany or her with Carol. Right. You know, so it's just, like, I felt terribly for her because it's, like, if you... I just thought that was, like, a really mean girl thing. And it's, like, I understand so she thought too. She was avoiding drama. But it's just, like, then why did you invite Luann? Because if they're... If Bethany and, you know, Bethany yeah,
that's
and Carol...
Right. That's a good point.
And that's, so it's just, like, if you're going to invite... You know, you should have right. invited everyone. It's like, right. I understand it would have added to the shit show. But it was like, it was still, she was like, you know, if you come, it's going to be so much drama. But it's just like, could there have been any worse drama?
Right. But I feel
I
like
it was really, then, if I were Sonya, I would be like,
what was
you
there?
Left me out, which is so mean to do. And I would be pissed at Ramona for telling Dorinda that she did the right thing. Isn't Ramona supposed to be her best friend for 20 years?
Ramona has been terrible to her this season.
She really has.
Like, to when she was like, you're making me, when she said, I'm single and, you know, I can't be going out with somebody who makes me look bad. I'm just like,
right, she's bringing down her
value. I literally did Ramona eyes, like, when she went down the runway. I was like, what? Like, are yeah. you... Like, that's supposed to be your best... Like, that's her best friend. Like, yes. I just thought that was heartbreaking.
Was.
I thought... I thought Dorinda totally did the... Like, right. it was completely wrong. Right. Like...
Right. See, and you know, it's one of those things I'm like, I don't buy it. I feel like that may have been a completely out of any of their hands type of a thing.
Oh, with the producers?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But that I wouldn't put it past them.
I would think the producers would be like...
Please go.
Please have Sonya there.
Instead,
I think
you know.
I think it would have been too much. I yeah. think it would have been too far.
Yeah.
At least Sonya.
Another fight.
At least well, Sonya made got, the most of her yeah. time by getting vaginal rejuvenation right. while they were in the Berkshires.
No, like, but we got the two blow ups. We got yes. the blow up with Luann right. and Bethany, and right. then we got Sonya completely inappropriately
but they,
bringing
like,
it up, like yeah. almost like in a drunken rage.
I mean, yeah. they ambushed her at Ramona. I mean, when they all jumped on her, when Sonya or. Like, when Ramona and Luann were like, you were supposed to talk to her. You were supposed to talk to her. Why didn't you talk to her? And
yeah.
it's just
totally.
Like... But Bethany was on the phone with her driver leaving. I think right. I think Sonya was actually very self-aware in that moment.
I
was
agree,
like, this
yes.
isn't the right time to go up to someone yes. and try to talk to them, especially Bethany, because she bulldozes over everyone. Uh-huh. Even when you're inside that house in Berkshires for 27 hours, uh-huh. you couldn't... You could not right. talk to her. So it's like, yeah. Sonya made the right decision. Also, it's Ramona's Christmas party. That there only seem mm-hmm. to be, like, five people at,
right,
like, besides
right.
them. But it's just, like, that wasn't the right time. So it's, like, for Luann and Rick Ramona to, like, keep attacking her after Bethany had already left.
Horrible.
Like, you should have said something. Like,
yeah.
Bethany's
horrible.
Already left. And then for Luann, she chases Sonya down
yes.
the
so
stairs, like, yelling at her.
How I Met Your Mother, there's an episode, and they talk about, like, the chain of screaming, and it's like... Like, the boss gets yelled at by, like, his daughter, and so he yells at the next guy, and, you know, it's one of those...
Right.
And I just feel like that, like, Luann got her head
right.
bitten off, so now she's giving it to Sonya,
right.
and Sonya had to go give it to, her, like, Ramona.
And then we had the best lines of the night, which was, this party sucks, and...
Yes.
And, she said, and Carol said, Bethany had no hard feelings. What are these soft-boiled... Okay, well, anyway, it was another crazy episode. I love this show. And then we saw... Previews. So, what are your predictions for? It's a good time to go into predictions. What are your predictions for next
and
week?
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, Luann dropped the bomb that she's going to. I don't even think she was proposed to at that time when she's like,
no,
I'm going to marry
so.
Him. And everyone's just like, okay. And then behind them, she was like, she's crazy. She thinks she's going to
yeah.
get married. You know, it's like, so it's just, and they're like, I did think it was hypocritical that they're all like, you know, they've only been on 6 and 7 dates. It's not that serious. But I'm like, but you yelled at her for going out with him after Ramona only had 6 and 7 dates with him.
Right.
When they said it was so serious then, but it's not.
No, it's not serious. Yeah,
so it's the same amount of time.
You can't have it both ways.
That's a good point.
And that's what I love about Bethany, because like, she doesn't try to have it both ways most of the time.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care if I'm wrong on either way. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. She's just like, in that moment, as long as she has 7 skinny girl product placements around her, she's like, I don't care.
My prediction will be that I feel like we will see them talk about the tipsy girl, skinny girl thing again at some point. I think that Sonia will get the chance to at least confront her. And I think that the hard part about it is Sonia doesn't get that to some extent, it's really out of Bethany's hands. If Bethany didn't care, her lawyers and like her brand is too big, it may be out of her hands. She could be like, this is my best friend. I don't care. Like, let her have her company.
Exactly.
And her company is going to say, screw that. We're taking them down.
Exactly. She has copyright lawyers being like, this is not going to happen.
And granted, like, that's not obviously what Bethany is saying. But even if she was, I don't think.
I mean,
it's bigger than her.
It's a huge company.
That Tipsy Girl company number is like not even connected to one of the intern's phones. She can't even afford heat. Do you think she can afford for her company to have a phone?
But actually, I heard that Tipsy Girl, because we have awesome fans. You guys are the best. You tweet us. And so apparently it's going to be on the shelf, so we're going to have a tasting. Anyway,
oh
my prediction
God.
Is that Bethany invites Luann to Mexico, hoping she'll say no, and she says yes, which is the worst. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us. See you next week. This is another great episode. And where can we find you, ladies? Thank you so much for filling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. I can be found at Cohen, Cohen, on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com.
I love it. And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Look for it. Thank you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. I always miss it.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.